ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
Biet Duong's family fled Vietnam after the fall of Saigon. They resettled in Canberra, where Viet grew up as a small and skinny kid. In this interview on ABC Radio Canberra, Viet reveals the incredible story of how he became an internationally renowned bodybuilder and fitness model.
From the name Viet, you'd probably expect a bit of a stereotypical Vietnamese person, but I'm actually 188 centimetres, 6 foot 2. Not every day there's a 6 foot 2 Asian walking the streets, and then, you know, 6 foot 2 with a little bit of muscle. It's funny because, like, you know, I've always just thought I was just a quiet Canberra boy, never thought I'd leave Canberra, and in the last 18 months, everything's just changed.
I met up with Viet Duong at a gym in the south of Canberra, and because this is radio, I want to stress that Viet looks amazing. His shoulders are three times wider than his waist, his skin is flawless, and his smile radiates. Just about everywhere he goes, Viet turns heads.
I started bodybuilding 18 months ago in Denmark. Had nothing else to do. Got asked if I've ever competed before and figured I'd give it a crack. Managed to take out the first three shows there. From there, I moved over to my first international show, which was the Arnold Classic in Barcelona. Massive show, there was 1,300 competitors. Ended up coming second, which was quite a bit of a surprise. From there, I earned my pro card in the IFBB Elite Pro Federation. Did a show in Milan.
After almost stumbling into bodybuilding, Viet has had a string of successes, becoming the first Australian ever to be invited to the prestigious Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic in the US, where he's currently competing in the men's physique division. In layperson's terms, that means he's got one of the best beach bodies in the world. All of this he reveals with great humility.
Go back as an amateur, and thankfully I managed to take out the overall and win my pro card for the pro league.
What are some of the key stats that you can rattle off for us?
My arms, you can measure at just over 50 centimetres, 20 inches. I was a good deadlifter, so my best deadlift was 307.5 kilos.
What about bench?
Bench is terrible. I got long arms. That's my excuse anyway. But the best I've ever done is 152.5 kilos.
Tell me about your parents. They're from Vietnam. When did they come to Australia?
So they came after the war, and that was back in 1979. Landed in Sydney, and then after 6 months to a year, they came to Canberra. Dad was involved in the war. He ended up getting shot. His family actually thought he was dead until it just one day he walked back, and they thought he was a ghost when he entered the front yard. So everyone was scared and overwhelmed when they saw him.
Were you born in Canberra?
Yeah, I was born in Canberra in 84. I've got an older brother called Nam. So he came to Australia at the age of 3. And if you haven't put it together yet, my name's Viet and my brother's name's Nam. I guess you can have a guess where we come from.
Viet, do you come from a tall family, or do you think growing up in Australia has made a big difference to your height and to your build?
A bit of both, really. Like, I've got a couple of uncles that are considered tall in Vietnam. They're 5'9", 5'10". I'd say it's got to be the Western food as well. I grew up with a lot of Western food.
Did you eat Vietnamese food too, like banh mi thịt, you know, the pork rolls and pho, beef noodle soup?
100%. Grew up eating that sort of stuff. There was noodles and pho and, yeah. But I also grew up eating burgers, hot dogs, you know, ham cheese, sandwiches, things like that. So just a bit of everything.
You talked about growing up. When did you realise that you were a big Viet person?
Mate, I was one of the shortest kids in year 10. So it wasn't until year 11 that I actually sprouted up. And I started going to the gym at 19. I was 6 foot two and I was about 58 kilos. I was a skinny, tall kid. It took a while before I started putting on all this size.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Kim Hoon and I'm catching up with Viet Duong, who we think is the first person ever from the ACT to become a professional in the International Federation of Bodybuilding. I asked what going to school was like for him as a young Vietnamese Australian.
I wasn't much of an academic, to be honest. I was okay at maths and that up until college, but my brother was the academic. God gave me height, not the brains.
Viet, what sort of movie stars did you look up to when you were growing up? I used to watch Bruce Lee films and I also liked Jean-Claude Van Damme's work. Were you into them or did you favour action heroes like Arnie and Sly Stallone?
Bit of everyone, really. Van Damme, obviously. Bloodsport was always a good movie. Kickboxer, but obviously Arnie. Can't go wrong with Terminator, Commando, things like that.
Did you ever look at them and think, someday I could look like that?
You always, as a kid, aspired to be big and muscly, but never thought I'd get to the size I am now or do what I'm doing right now either. So you put your mind to it and yeah, you can get there. What I've also realized as well with the whole bodybuilding scene is genetics. A lot of people think they can look like these guys up on stage, but you're either born to be a massive bodybuilder or you're not. Those monster bodybuilders that you see, no matter what you do, you have to be born with those genetics to look like that.
And when and why did you start going to the gym?
I didn't start going to the gym until 19. I still remember that my grandma and my mum were saying I was too skinny. The Asian culture liked to compare. So I got compared to my brother a lot. They were just like, oh, no, I'm so fit and he's not so skinny. You need to look like him. It's just like, all right. And started going from there and getting into the fitness and diet and eating and all that sort of stuff and stuck with it ever since.
What was it about fitness and bodybuilding that appealed to you?
When you start seeing results, you definitely get hooked. Setting goals with powerlifting, you set goals. Bodybuilding, you set goals. At first, everyone tries to set a weight goal. But as the years go on, I've learned you shouldn't ever set a weight goal, really. You should be looking in the mirror and seeing how you look in the mirror. That's the most important thing. Weight isn't a great factor. But for me, growing up, that helped. You know, I'd go, all right, I want to be 5 kilos heavier by X amount of months. And then you work towards that.
What was your first competition like? Were you nervous?
Oh, for sure. For sure. First competition, I had about 7 or 8 weeks to prep for the show. I never dieted before, never cooked before. I used to actually eat out every single meal. So it was all new to me following a diet and trying to cut out pizzas and burgers and McDonald's, things like that. So I have to admit, you know, I wasn't eating the healthiest before I started competing. But again, watching the body change after just changing a little bit in your diet, it just got me hooked. It's a great feeling. The nerves get to you sometimes, a little bit nervous. But once you step out on that stage and stand next to everyone, all the hard work that you've put leading into the show, it's there for you to finally display what you've done. By the time that week comes, there's nothing else you can do. You can't lose any more fat. You can't do anything else. So all you can do is just bear it and have fun.
That was bodybuilder and fitness model Viet Duan. In part two of our interview, Viet reveals a few of the secrets to his bodybuilding success, along with some of the dangers and difficulties of the sport. Keep an ear out for more fascinating stories from ACT Folk with me, Kim Hoon, on ABC Radio Canberra.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.